I had to sigh before I started recording because I have no idea how this is going to go. I'm just going with the flow. Today is Monday, and I have no idea when you're going to be listening to this, but I hope it's still as relevant any day you choose to listen to it. And yeah, being a Monday, it's usually the busiest day for most people. Yeah. Because of the relaxation of the weekend. It's like the weekend taking you through a trough where you're like at your lowest, like in terms of workload, and then Monday is the new high where you have this spike of activities rushing at you once again. And for a lot of people, it's like going cold, getting hot, going cold, getting hot, the ups and down of life generally. And that might For most people, Mondays is like we're trying to adjust and all that stuff. I'm not here to motivate anybody because I am a comrade. And the most important thing about being a comrade is we know they motivate for you, but as much as possible, we try to like help each and every one of us like look on the brighter side of things. If you call that motivation, well, are you savvy? Anyways, something actually did catch my fancy in one of my jotters from like a couple years back, a book I read by Jim Davidson, How to Plan Your Life, where in the book, I think in the first few chapters of it, or the very first chapter of it, he was saying something about how most people spend more time planning a party or a vacation than they actually plan their life. And I'm like, wow. I wrote that like maybe some 4 or 5 years ago, and me seeing it now, like I was like, so there was a time I actually did have sense, and I was like reading books and all the likes like that. I mean, books that were not like academic books, but like just self-development and all that stuff. And I'm like, wow, the younger me used to be much, much more smarter and all that stuff. But the bottom line here is that there is so much truth to that, and as a person, there's just so much thought that goes into my birthday is coming in or coming soon, or like it's just some days away. I don't have money. I have to make this dough to like plow it towards this particular celebration or something. I mean, I'm African. A lot of us are, our parents are. It's just how we do things over here. Burials, wedding, it just has to be grand. So we put so much planning, so much finance, so much headache into it. At the end of the day, it leaves us very unstable at the end of the event, regardless of how financially buoyant you are. At the end of every of these extravagant events, you need time to recuperate on many areas of your life. I mean, sometimes for some people financially, but for some other people it's emotionally, like it's socially and all the likes like that, because you just go through a lot of cycles, and I really don't know how we can like manage that all the time. So, yeah, that's that. So basically, it's more like a food for thought. I really don't know, but it's basically more like a food for thought. Like, let's actually plan our lives more than we actually plan birthdays and all that. Like, don't let's just rush into life. And as if, oh, Monday shocked me. The events of Monday shocked me. The events of Tuesday shocked me. Someone once said that we should expect less from people, but let's apply it generally. If you say we should expect less from things or life or from each day generally, like expect very little, but then work towards achieving a lot of things. But expect very little. Some things might not turn out really nice. Some things might turn out great. Some things might not even turn out great at all. Majority of things in life don't really turn out great, if we're being honest. There is good in the bad, and there is bad in the good, and there is always negativity in positivity, and positivity in negativity, and there is always the good on the bad, and there is always a silver lining in the dark cloud, and all those plenty, plenty things to just keep you motivated that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But basically, life is just life. Whether it's shit, whether it's good, life is just life. And the most important thing is that as long as you're going through it, you're coursing through it. You're planning as you go. Yeah. I really don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm speaking out of my own experiences, because it's my own mental spasms that I am like trying to reiterate to people. Like I'm trying to tell people that this is the kind of person that I am. that's why I have any of all this, or like try to understand why people behave the way they do. And for me particularly, as a very, very distracted individual, very easily distracted individual, there has to be a lot of planning for me to actually do anything. And even at the end of the day, after even planning, I still have to like remain so focused, otherwise I might deviate from the plan and it actually turns everything to shit. But for some other people, which I do envy, like once they say this is what they're gonna do, heaven and earth may pass away, these individuals are still gonna do that which they set their heart to do. Wow, I mean, those people, like, they are like, it's like a God mode as far as I'm concerned. Like, it's like God mode activated, because it's only God that I feel can get on this thing. I'll say, till I am done with this, I'm not leaving this particular thing. On the seventh day, he rested. But for some of us, we rest on the second day. The little we have done is enough, and we just feel like it's just enough to like get us through today. Some of us don't have that consistency, we don't have that energy. The only thing we do is we have that adrenaline rush, that short sprout of how would I put it? I won't call it dopamine, but we have this short sprout of, yeah, let's say energy or adrenaline that just eats our bloodstream, and we're so enthusiastic to do anything, and at the end of the day we run out of fuel and we're like, hey God, what next? Yeah. But I feel like with proper planning, we like writing things down, like, okay, after a particular task, this is the next thing I'm doing, then this is the next thing I'm doing, then this is the next thing I'm doing. I feel like it's going to be easier. Sometimes, why do I feel like I'm advising myself, but then letting you guys listen to my own advice for myself? Well, God, I well, it is what it is anyways. But I'll be going into this week with a different mindset to last week, because last week was shitty. I'm not gonna go into the details of that, but I wasn't at my best. But I think I've learned a lot, especially from like my friends or people that I call my guys. I have learned that sometimes you just have to move with people, like with the flow of people. Regardless of what happened to you, regardless of what you're going through, move with the energy of people, like move with the flow of people. You can't, because of like, my energy is down, I'm so low, and people should be gyrating and vibrating at a happier or much higher frequency than you. And because of your own low energy, you like say, no, I won't vibrate at that energy. I want everybody to notice that something bad happened to me and let me vibrate at a pretty low frequency. No, I feel like it's also part of all these planning things. Because if you actually did plan your life well, or you plan anything out well, and things don't go the way you want them to go, and it would tend to make you feel disappointed and you start vibrating at a pretty awkward low frequency. But when you have people around you that are happier and they are vibrating at a much higher frequency, rather than being jealous or rather than being envious, just vibrate at their own frequency and law of attraction will take its place. Yeah, it's just as simple as that. And I'll be signing off with this. Helena Roosevelt said that the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And if you know your dream is actually quite beautiful or overwhelming, like it's, you just look at it and it's so bloody pretty. But as long as you do believe in them, that's just about everything to make the future yours. With this, peace out and do have a lovely week. And I hope to be consistent at this, honestly.